Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. Welcome to the Valeura Holding AG presentation of half year results 2012 conference call. I'm Joya, the Chorus Call operator. The conference must not be recorded for publication or broadcast. At this time, it's my pleasure to hand over to Mr. Rolando Benedic, Interim CEO, Mr. Lorenzo Trezzini, CFO of Valeura Holding AG, and Andreas Berger, CEO Valeura Retail. Please go ahead, gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am very pleased to welcome you to this Valeura conference call. Sitting next to me is our CFO, Lorenzo Trezzini. He will present his Valeura first half result to us. Also with us today is Andreas Berger, CEO of Valeura Retail. He will be presenting a number of innovative concepts to us and will also be telling us more about the current status of the division. Let us begin by turning to slide 3 of the presentation which was sent to you this morning. Besides reviewing the group first half 2012 result, we will also be talking about some major divestments. Today we can announce that we have successfully sold Valeura Services Austria. We are also going to sell the Mutten facility to the so-called Handelshaus Muttens, as planned. By selling our press wholesaling business in Austria, we are significantly reducing Valeura's dependence of the press market, which continues to contract. At the retail division, we are placing a clear emphasis on getting closer to our customers and our markets. To achieve that, we are expanding through innovation in our products range by promoting entrepreneurship and by putting an efficient regulation structure in place. At the end of this presentation, I would like to provide you with a short summary and assessment of the outlook for Valeura. But now, let us begin by turning to slide 4, examining how the retail sector performed in 2012. In the first 6 months, Valeura achieved a sales performance which was superior to that of the major retail market in which the group operated. In the left column, you can see that our indexed sales in Switzerland reached 98.8, which means that we are outperformed this overall Swiss retail market by more than 1%. We did particularly well in our food and convenience lines. Nevertheless, the noticeable levels of shopping tourism by Swiss consumers mean that this was a two very difficult 6 months, both for Valeura and the industry as a whole. Our sales performance in Germany, which is illustrated in the middle column, was also better than that of the retail market as a whole. In order to make the figures comparable between periods, we are presenting same-store figures here. What these figures obviously leave out are the effect of the very successful acquisition of convenient concept, which we carried out this spring. We believe that the network we have acquired, which has more than 1,200 outlets, is extremely well positioned to perform well. Integration is progressing according to plan. Retail Germany slightly outperformed the overall retail market index for Germany. We were especially pleased that sales at our PNB format, which specializes in press and books, remained constant. Following a restructuring last year, Luxembourg performed well, nearly keeping pace with its local overall market. The market has been pretty demanding in 2012. When we turn to slide 5, our next slide, I want to examine with you the three main market challenges we face and explain the measures Valeura is taking to address them. The three main market challenges facing Valeura, quite clearly, are the weakness of the retail market in Switzerland, the decline of overall press sales in all the markets in which we operated, and Swiss consumers' noticeable enthusiasm for shopping tourism, the latter a trend which is severely affecting the entire retail trade. In order to compensate for the weakness of the Swiss retail market, we are focusing our efforts on promoting a number of innovations at our kiosk. A further key to success here lies in enhancing product range, promoting entrepreneurship, and streamlining organizational structures. Andreas Berger will be telling us about this in more detail later on. As we explained when we presented our growth strategy program, our objective is to acquire formats with strong growth prospect and to integrate this into the strong outlet portfolio we already hold. In order to combat the decline of the overall press market, we have decided to sell our press wholesaling business in Austria. This enables us to reduce the group's dependence on the press market. We are also taking other measures, such as adjusting the product range at our kiosk to meet current consumer preferences, as well as placing more emphasis on our profitable and growing food products business. Shopping tourism is significantly weakening in the Swiss economy, particularly its retail industry. In order to counteract these powerful market forces, Valora is concentrating on expanding its profitable product range. At this point, I would like to hand over to our CFO, Lorenzo Trezzini, who will be presenting Valora first half 12 results. Lorenzo.
Thank you very much. It's great. Let us now turn on the key financial metrics for the Valora Group. In the face of a challenging market environment, the Valora Group generated external sales of roughly 1.6 billion. This represents an increase of 6.5% on the figure achieved in the same period of 2011. Valora's successful acquisition, Convenient Concept GmbH, Schmelzer Betten, as well as Kanko, made a significant contribution to external sales and net revenue. Our first half net revenues were down by 0.7%. This is principally due to the fact that we have got a contraction of all national press market and lower turnover in the relatively low margin wholesale business. At the gross profit level, the Valora Group improved its result by 12 million Swiss francs thanks to the acquisition made by its retail and trade division. The first 6 months saw a market increase in operating costs. This was due, on the one hand, to the integration of the firm, of the company acquired by the group, the costs incurred in evaluating additional growth opportunities as part of Valora for Growth strategy, and on the other hand, it also reflects the costs arising from setting up new logistic customers and the temporary increase in expenditure caused by the transitional phase of the IT outsourcing initiatives. The Valora Group's aggregate operating profit for the first 6 months of this year was 22.4 million Swiss francs, which is 11 million lower than in the same period last year. This is due to the weak condition facing the retail sector, the contraction of the press market, and higher costs at the corporate division. Distribution and sale of Euro 2012 picture cards contributed with 3.2 million Swiss francs to operating profit, while at the same time we have got adverse exchange rate effects which reduced this result by 1.2 million Swiss francs. Let us now examine how EBIT is translating in net profit. The decline in the net results generated from financing operation is due to the one additional bond which we have issued in the first half of this year. Temporarily, we have got two bond issues at the same time, which increased costs by 2.2 million Swiss francs. The group tax rate for the period came in at 15%, well below our project long run rate of 17%. Let me go now on to the retail division. In demanding market condition in first half 2012, Valora Retail actually succeeded in outperforming the overall retail markets in which it operates. The division increased its aggregate external sales by 13.3%. The substantial increase was achieved by Valora Retail Germany, which raised its external sales thanks to its successful acquisition of Convenient Concept. The division Luxembourg unit also increased its external sales by 0.5%, while Valora Switzerland were slightly down on the first half 2011 levels with a 1.2% decline. Valora Retail operating profit was 5.6 million lower than in the same period 2011. This is partly due to the weak market condition and partly reflects the higher cost arising from the transition phase of the IT outsourcing project and from growth strategy. Comparing the four formats operating in Switzerland, we can see the good performance of AVEC, whose external sales rose by 3.4%, and Press and Book, which raised external sales by 9%. The decline in sales at Café Spettacolo essentially reflects the closure of unprofitable units. We expect a positive performance in the future. First half external sales at Kiosk Switzerland were down by 2.8% compared to the first 6 months of last year. This is due to press sales, which fell by more than 10%, and it also reflects the reduction in consumer spending due to the unfavorable weather experienced in the months of February and April. If we go now to the division service, we see that the net revenues declined by 16.6% compared to the level a year earlier. Two factors explain this. First of all, the ongoing contraction of the press market by all country units, and secondly, the closing of business with one major wholesale customer. On the operating cost front, Valora Service was able to make further efficiency gains thanks to improvements in its cost structure, such as the back office function and reduction in the scale of its distribution structure. The cost savings were, however, not sufficient to offset the effects of the reduction in sales, so that the division operating profit was 2.5 million lower than in the same period last year. Let me go now on the trade division. The net revenues of Valora Trade advanced by 6.1%. This strongest growth was achieved by Valora Trade Sweden, thanks to its purchase of cosmetic distributor Skanko, a significant acquisition for the division. The division Norway unit continued actually to achieve a very strong organic growth thanks to EMH. All the division countries saw their net revenues actually increase. Despite significant pressure on its margin, Valora Trade was able to increase its gross profit margin by 0.8 percentage point thanks to its strategic acquisition in the highly profitable cosmetic category. Operating costs also increased, however, due to the increased emphasis placed on advertising and the expense involved in developing a supranational IT platform. Valora Trade aggregate operating profit came in at 4.3 million Swiss franc, a decline on its level on the first 6 months of 2011. Now, having reviewed the division results, let us turn on the attention briefly to the main balance sheet items. As one might expect, acquisition and the dividend payout have reduced our equity ratio to 34.5%. This is in line with our target range of 30 to 35%. Net working capital has risen somewhat during the period. This is due to value date optimization arrangements carried out at year-end 2011. The increase in net debt compared to its year-end 2011 level is essentially due to the increased investment activity in form of acquisition and capital expenditure, and as well to the payment of a dividend of 11.5 Swiss franc per share. Net debt at June 30, 2012 amount to 220 million Swiss francs. So now I would like to hand over to Andreas Berger, who will tell us more about the current status of the retail division.
Ladies and gentlemen, I will now take you through the most important initiatives for the retail division going forward. They have been devised with the aim of making Valora much more customer-focused and orientated towards the changing needs of our shoppers, both now and in the future. On slide 18, you can see an example of one of our pilot kiosks, which was redesigned in alignment with the new K kiosk brand concept. Since the makeover of the store, total sales have increased by 5%. In addition to this, the share of the sales mix changed positively and in line with our expectations. Worth particular mention is the food share, which has increased more than proportionally from 43 to 48% of total sales. Tobacco sales remain on stable level with a share of 37%. Even though customer frequency has risen, the press and book category has profited less than proportionally from the redevelopment, although this is also in accordance with our expectations. The same developments can have also been found in our other pilot kiosks. In addition to an increase in total sales, the sales mix has been impacted positively, especially due to the higher profitability in the food segment compared to the press segment. Slide 19 provides an update on the collectible football stickers. Sales have decreased from a significant 46 million in 2008 to 18 million in 2012. The similar development can be determined for the EBIT, which has fallen from 9 million in 2008 to 3.2 million in 2012. The EBIT result lies within our expected range. The low EBIT expectations for 2012 are a result of the European Championship taking place in a rather less prominent area of Europe, and particularly without the participation of Austria and Switzerland. Furthermore, Panini changed its distribution strategy. The cards are now everywhere available and no longer sold through exclusive channels. The measures for compensating the lacking sales are presented on slide 20. Last Monday, we launched our innovative new collectibles card series, Meine Schweiz, which is exclusively available at Valora outlets. This campaign is a first for the Swiss market. In total, 400,000 albums that can be filled with 250 different stickers each are available. In addition to an increase in customer frequency and the related rise in sales that comes with that, we hope to contribute positively to the image of our different outlet formats. The campaign Meine Schweiz is done in cooperation with our media partner Ringier. A further Valora initiative is shown on figure 21. We intend to further promote and encourage entrepreneurship. On the left side, you can see that in 2009, nearly 100% of units were Valora operated. In 2011, we already had turned more than one of quarter of these units into our POS network of entrepreneurs. We will continue on this track consistently with the eventual results of almost all of our units being agency or franchise operated sometime after 2015. The advantages of this shift are obvious and presented in the gray box on the right. Due to a renewed concentration on local customer needs, such as product ranges and opening hours, we've already and we will continue to increase our sales. At the same time, costs will be reduced through location-specific cost management. Enhanced outlet growth and attractive franchise and agent terms should be the logical consequences of this successful concept. The last initiative I would like to introduce you is presented on slide 22. We are working on streamlining our structures in order to make a faster implementation and developments possible. We will integrate important, formerly corporate-wide functions, you see that marked red on the slide, into the retail division, including HR, our shared service center, and IT. We will integrate these functions in the different formats across our different countries, thereby shortening the decision-making processes and improving the P&L responsibility. The aim is that every unit with market contact will be able to independently manage its projects from a content, from a time, and from an economic-related perspective. Now it's time to give back to our CEO, RE, Rolando Benedict.
Thank you very much, Andreas Berger, CEO, punkt. For those remarks regarding the retail division. Ladies and gentlemen, allow me to take this opportunity to sum up and repeat to you our measures to substantially improve the profitability. But before I want to say something important, I think Valora is going in the right direction, and we shall speak from today on from external sales. That we are going in a system from franchising and agenturen and which EFRS possibility, we cannot bring the sales in our net revenue. If you take the total of Valora, and that Lorenzo Tessini show you, we have done 6.5% plus with external sales. In retail, you have seen to was 30.3 external sales, and that is a very, very good result. We have a problem with the cost, that's sure, that we will we had explained to you. But in the next 3, 4, 5 years, we will have 70-80% of our retails with external sales, and this is a very important notice. What we want to do to improve our profitability? One, Valora today has an outstanding portfolio of formats and outlet sites. In the months and years ahead, we intend to capitalize fully on their potential. Second, by selling Valora Service Austria, an important moment for us, and improving the product mix and our kiosk, we have further reduced our dependence on structurally weak products lines, while simultaneously we developing innovative and profitable range. By extending the agency business model, we are continuing to promote sales growth and raise cost efficiency level, thus paving the way for increased profitability. Fourth, in organizational terms, our new retail structures marks a major step forward in our effort to get even closer to our markets and our customers. Fifth, in addition, we intend to make further acquisition among retail formats with strong growth prospects. By taking these positive initiatives, we have laid the key foundation for our future development. We should not forget, however, that there will be no lack of challenge for us to face in the second 6 months of 2012. First, Valora assumes that conditions in the press market will remain extremely demanding. Second, even though the Swiss National Bank has been upholding a floor exchange rate of 120 in the euro since September 2011, the Swiss francs remains very, very strong, and the problem this causes as a result of parallel import and shopping tourism can be expected to continue. In aggregate, we expect that the various projects and initiatives we are undertaking will generate positive results in the second 6 months of this year, through significantly boosting our profitability that enable us to look to 2012 as a whole with confidence. If you are taking the results from the second months for 2009 and 2010, you can see that in 2009 and 2010, we have a very better result as in 2011 in the second semester. And we are sure that we can achieve the same result for 2012. This concludes our presentation. I would like to hand the floor to you should you have any questions. Thank you.
The first question is from Alexandra Bossert, UBS. Please go ahead, madam.
Good afternoon. I have a question regarding your sales growth and your rent revenues. Sales growth was 6.5%. That obviously includes an acquisition effect from convenience concept. Could you please tell us what sales growth would have been without acquisitions? Thank you.
Yes, Lorenzo Prezzini here. I will take your question. The sales growth, we have got Scanco, which is more or less 130 million Swiss francs, which you might have to deduct as well. Convenient Concept with 130 million. And if you take the acquisition out on a basis of net revenues, this would result more or less in a decline of 4%.
Okay, and just a quick follow-up question. You have mentioned that you intend to make further acquisitions in retail. How would you intend to finance those acquisitions in terms of leverage? Do you have any targets of maximum leverage? Thank you.
Yes, we have targets. These are actually the targets from one side, which are the, I will call them regulatory targets, which are equity ratio about 30% and net debt to EBITDA below 3 times. So these are the regulatory targets. So we will, dependently on the acquisition we will make in the future, we will move slightly in an increase of this ratio, especially of the net debt to EBITDA ratio. But you have also to consider that we will make some divestments. As Mr. Benedict said, we will sell, or we are hopefully we will sell the building Handelshaus Muttens. This will allow Valora for additional financing. So we are very confident on that side.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
The next question is from Jean-François Memendi, UBS. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my questions. First one on EBIT, there is no metrics this time. Last time you've been communicating that you want to achieve last year's result. Is it still the case? The second one would be on dividend. Do you reaffirm your stable dividends for 2012? And another one on the press market. You say you estimate that it will remain on very difficult conditions. What would be your working assumption for press market in H2? Thanks.
Okay, in EBITDA, in aggregate, we expect that the various projects and initiatives we are undertaking will generate positive results the second 6 months of this year.
That's pretty broad.
Significant boosting of profitability that enable us to look 2012 as a wolf with confidence. We never change our goals during this meeting. I think we are on the right track to achieve what we have said before. For the dividend, I think we shall wait March 2013, where we will decide with the board what to present to the General Assembly. But I can assure you that our goal to go out with 50% of our profit stay in our guidance, internal guidance, and we will maintain this guidance.
Okay, just
quick. For the press market, it's very difficult to answer for the press market. Well, we'll be the bottom of the story. We see since 2 years we lost 20-25% in press. If you do a comparison with CD and DVD, you will see that in some case with the CD it's less 70%, 60-70% in 10 years from iPod on. And with DVD, I think at this moment the market is down on 30-40, in some country till 50%. I think the press market will be stabilized in 1, 2, or 3 years on, I don't know, -40% in 1, 2, 3 years. You don't shall forget that Switzerland has the biggest penetration with iPad, iPhone, phone, and so on all the world. Yes, sorry.
Okay, just I have a follow-up. Just by yes or no, is it your goal to, well, is it really, let's say, is it a good target, 71 million EBIT for full year 2012?
It will be a good, very good target, yes.
Okay, so that's still what you aim for.
We are confident that we can try to achieve this goal.
Okay, thank you very much.
The next question is from John Cox, Kepler Capital Market. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, guys. Thanks for letting me take the question. And I do appreciate the clarity of the answer to the previous question just on the whole EBIT for this year coming in somewhere around 70 million. That's very clear. But obviously, just looking ahead, and given the situation and the pressure you're facing in the retail business and what's happening in the print media, do you think somewhere next year you can do, again, above a 2% operating margin? I see consensus is probably closer to 3%. Do you think that's slightly ambitious, just given what's going on at the moment?
In the retail?
No, on the group.
Of the group. I think, yes, that if I take the print, you know where we are. I said very openly that we think that we will have minus 10, minus 12% for 1-2 years more. In retail, the press are not very important, is doing less of 20% of our revenues, and when we fell, we lost 10% of 20% is 2% less. And I think that what we are doing, we have now in Olten, Fullinsdorf, and in convenience concept, we have seen that the progression is more than 5%. And we have a lot of point of sales. convenience concept will be integrated in the next months 100% and will bring a positive effect. With the agency and franchises model, we are continuing to promote sales growth and raise the cost efficiency levels. In organizational terms, we have done now new structures, and we have a major step forward in our effort to get even closer to our market and our customer, have a special very quickly to respond to the demand very, very quickly. And but this is the proof. We intend to make further acquisition among retail formats with strong growth prospects. My answer is yes, we think it's possible to achieve that.
Okay, thank you very much.
Please.
The next question is from Caroline Price, Capris Management. Please go ahead, madam.
Thank you. I have a few simple questions and then a few more general. The first is if you could give just an explanation of the movement in your number of employees. It fell a fair number from the end at 5623. So that doesn't include the Austria disposal, obviously, because that's still coming in H2. How many employees were there or are there that will be leaving with the divestment? That's the first question. The second question is about the cost saving measures that you're taking. And could you be a bit more specific in terms of what impact that could have on headcount and on how much it might cost to implement them? I know that, and I'm not talking here about agency measures. I'm talking about more your streamlining of your structures and processes, especially within the retail division. And then the other thing I'd like more information on is on the cost, the extra costs that you talk about in the first 6 months related to integrating acquisitions and the move in the IT, you know, outsourcing the IT. So you've had to run parallel, I guess, with your own personnel for a while. Could you just specify or quantify how much those double costs were? And I'll leave it at that for now. Thank you.
Thank you. For the employees, we have less employees.
Yes.
That we are going every day more in agency and in a franchising system, and it's clearly that if we have more agency and franchising, they are no more in our account. That is, I think, clear. Second, the cost saving. We have cost savings in the same systematic. When we go in franchise and agentur and agency with the people, we have no more of this cost in our account. We have just all the fees from franchiser or the brutto sales to the agency, and that will bring us some cost savings. For the cost of the first 6 months, we say to you that we have this problematic of double IT system with our outsourcing in this moment with T-System. We have running by T-System, we are paying T-System, and we have the same cost for a part of the programs of IT. Second, we have the consolidation of convenience concept for 3 months. We have Scanco 6 months. And we have some cost for these two integration that we announced last year as example, 3 million for convenience concept that we take it Reitingen in Hamburg. And if you know that in, we have some cost with the employees and so on. After we have had some study with consultants for the new structures, we have had for buying CC and Skanko some audit, and some lawyers were have asked some money. And all this point we not found it in the second part of the year. And that can we can say that are one course and no more repeating in the second part of the year.
Okay, so could you quantify the amount or not really?
No, it's very it's difficult to we know, but we want that we stay in our account and our what we know about that. But it's surely an important part of the course that we have had in the first semester.
Okay, and are you willing to say how many employees there are in Services Austria?
How many in Services Austria? Very good question.
I will come back on this question. For sure more than 100 people. But
120, I think. But yeah. We are looking. We give you an answer after the next question.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is a follow-up question from Jean-François Mimandi. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi. I have a few follow-ups. The first one, assuming that you sell for 6 to 8 times EV EBITDA, your Austrian business, would that be in the range? On the second, and sorry to come back to that, but it would need a bit more answers. On the 71 million, if you make 71 million in full year 2012, assumes that you do 49 million in H2, which assumes that your EBIT in nominal terms is up 28% year over year. So there are 11 million gap between H2 last year and H2 this year, potentially, to get you to 271. I appreciate the fact that you don't want to give out too much details there, but if you could just quantify how much comes from savings from non-recurring that you had last year or potentially this year would be fantastic. Thanks.
Good. Let me answer your first question. You asked for the multiple. It's clear that we have actually signed the contract concerning the detail on the Porsche, on the sales price. We are really not ready to talk. But you have, as a bracket, you gave me 6 to 9 times. I would like to confirm 6 to 9 times EBIT.
EBIT, okay.
Okay, and for the second question from the 70, I will just answer you. You said 48, is to go to 70, 48.
Yeah.
We have done in 2009, 45, sorry, and in 2010, 46. It's clearly, it's a difficult goal, but we believe that we can achieve, but I cannot say to you today how will be the business November, December. You know that November, December will be very strong. If the tendency in the Swiss market especially, I have no problem with Luxembourg, Germany and Austria, but I have some problem and some doubt in Switzerland that the retailing will be very tough. You have seen the result of July. I don't know if you received the result of July. In July, the Swiss market, the big company of Swiss market, retail company, has lost between 8% and 9%. And we shall see what is the evolution. August is better. You know that as retailer, we are planning very far away. Yesterday was very good. But what will be in the next some weeks, it's very difficult to say for Switzerland. But we think that the cost will be repeated, and we have the concentration or the integration of Scanco and convenience concept 100% in the second semester, and we are not optimistic, but we are working for.
And a last quick one. Do you have an idea of how much will be the rent for your headquarters now? How much rental do you need to pay?
Sorry?
Yes, it will be just a bit less than the the amortization of the buildings. It will be between 2 and 3 million Swiss francs.
Per year?
Per year,
yes.
Okay.
And we have a 10 years leasing. Rent, sorry.
10 years?
Rent.
A 10-year rent contract.
Okay, and at normal conditions.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
The next question is from Emmanuel De Figueiredo, LBV Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. I have 4 questions, please. The first one is on slide 21, which is the entrepreneurship. Can you, given that you already have a quarter of your outlets as franchisees, can you give some sort of guidance on the quantitative side? I, you know, how much do you think your EBIT improves of the kiosk from being operated by an entrepreneur? I don't know if you can give any sort of color on that. That would be my first question. My second question is, if maybe you can update us on when we should expect news flow over the new chief executive officer. And then my other 2 questions would be, could you perhaps describe a little bit what sort of cost pressures you're getting in terms of rent, in terms of utility bills, in terms of wage costs? And finally, I believe it's quite warm in Switzerland at the moment. And just hypothetically, if we are to have, you know, a warm month of September, is hot weather good for your business or bad for your business? Thank you.
Thank you. I will give a response, an answer for point 2 and 4, and I will give to Mr. Berger for 1 and Mr. Pezzini for number 3. I will stay CEO surely for the 3 till 9 next months. We are looking internal and external for a new CEO. I think if we found one in the 2-3 next months, he will have between 6 and 12 months time to come here. But I think 3 till 9 months, I will do the job of the CEO. The 4th point was, yes, the warm weather is good for us. And now here in Switzerland, August is very hot. Last year, too, as we should say, August, September, October last year was very nice weather in Switzerland, but till now, August, it's good and very hot. But yes, we have some repercussions, especially in water and so on, and all what is glass. I see. But November, December, it's very important for all the retail, you know that better than me. For EBIT, Mr. Berger.
You will see 2 effects when you're moving to the agency model. The first one effect is that the sales are increasing between 1% and 3%. This was shown in the history. And the second effect is that the costs are going down by around about 7%. So the profitability of kiosk raises 2.5%.
Well, concerning your question on the overall cost, actually, we will further optimize our cost structure. That's for sure. We will take advantage from efficiency gains
which we will realize also thanks to the new structure in within retail. Besides these aspects, as we mentioned at the beginning, we will not have as much as additional costs, extraordinary costs in the second half of this year as we have got in the first. So we expect the normalization on at the cost level.
Okay, but stripping out the extraordinary costs, which I've understood, just on the recurring cost base, is there any item where you're seeing higher cost pressure?
No, actually, not really. I mean, our major costs are rental costs. These are long-term contracts, which where there will not be really an increase. And concerning the other costs, personal costs and so on, they will come down one on one side due to the agency model, and on the other hand also on the optimization which we are taking in place.
Thank you.
Maybe I can give the answer to the question on the employee on Valora Service Austria. We have got at half year 190 employees, which were 160 FTE at the end. So above 100, 190 which employee.
Thank you.
As last question, we take the question from Caroline Price, Capris Management. Please go ahead, madam.
Okay, thank you very much. One question, it's can you give the book value of the Mutants real estate? The next question is on the Nilo business model. Obviously, you referred to startup costs, but setting up the logistics for new customers. You know, is it possible to talk about how long it takes to recover those costs? Because obviously that seems to be something which we see the costs now, but, you know, over time that those are overcome and that it's profitable, obviously, or you wouldn't be doing it. But I'm just kind of curious to know what the timeline looks like in terms of when you recover those setup costs. In terms of your guidance, you said H2 better than H1. I'm just wondering if you would specify if you're talking about the first half adjusted operating profit or the stated operating profit. And then I'm just wondering if I can try another way. For the IT, the switch over to the outsourcing, could you specify when the full transition is or was achieved, and how many people at Valora are no longer needed as a result of the outsourcing? Thank you.
Concerning the book value, you can imagine that we signed the letter of intent, and giving the book value will be for the part which is interested in the purchasing of this building will be a very interesting figure. So I would not really like to give you this amount. And in any case, we have currently in the books at a value which is higher than the value which we will generate. We will have a loss on this Handelshaus movements. On the other side, it will be compensated by the gain of sales of Valora Service Austria. Concerning Nilo, your second question, actually, Nilo is performing well, but at the same time, we have invested in marketing activities, we have invested in a new brand, we have make different investments in the first half of this year. What we see is that the revenue are coming, the margins are high in this business, and this will allow us to further reduce at the end of the year the overall logistic cost.
Well, the question was for the IT outsourcing, right?
Mm-hmm.
We will have at the end between 20 and 30 people less, and we'll be finished end of March next year.
Okay, so the full benefit, I guess you will have it only from 2014, is that correct?
Second quarter 2013.
Okay, thank you.
Please.
And then my question on your guidance, if it was referring to the adjusted operating revenue or the stated.
What is the question? Sorry.
And you said that in your release that you expect H2 to be better than H1, and I'm wondering if you're referring to the adjusted numbers if you strip out exchange effects and the Euro card effect, or if it's referring to the stated number.
No, all what is exchange is all inclusive in our calculation. Huh?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, please.
That was the last question.
Thank you very much for listening, and we hope to hear you soon. Bye-bye. Have a nice evening.
Ladies and gentlemen, the conference is now over. Thank you for choosing the Chorus Call facility, and thank you for participating in the conference. You may now disconnect your lines. Goodbye.